From Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at CivicMedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. The Todd Almaz Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Almaz Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Almaz.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Almaz, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zomers, on the board. We're high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. It's a great day to be Wisconsinite, 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big show. Big thank you to Trigvi Olson, Matt Flynn, and Professor Charles Franklin for making time in their busy schedules to join us today. And thanks to Mr. Zomers for helping get that production done. Great job, everyone, and appreciate everybody making that time to help kind of walk through things in a reasonable, sensible way of what all this means to every single American.
Yeah, I really appreciate their expertise and what everybody brought to this report this last hour. And I feel like it was a very balanced take that talks about the possibilities, the implications, without sensationalizing anything.
Yeah. No, it was a day of great importance to our country, and appreciate again Trigvi, Matt, and Charles for taking time out of their schedules. What do you think of the Trump guilty verdict, guilty on all 34 counts from yesterday. Give you a chance to weigh in, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Make it easy for you, 855-75-CIVIC, C-I-V-I-C. You can also text on the Civic Media app. Download it at your Apple or Android device. Let's go to the phone lines. Gene up in Eau Claire listening to The Tap in the Chippewa Valley. Appreciate you calling in and listening, Gene. What say you?
Thank you. This is an outstanding program. I wrote things down so I don't get distracted or go off on a tangent. You know, this is the first time a U.S. president has done these types of criminal activities right in our face. And as a lifetime independent, never have joined a political party, I celebrate the unanimous verdict on all charges based on the evidence to include documents and Republican witnesses, because to me, justice matters and no one is above the law. And thank you for letting me give my personal opinion, and you have a great weekend. I am pleased that justice prevailed in this situation.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Gene. Thanks for the call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Been a lot of opinions out there. And one of these narratives is that somehow, you know, this was politicizing the courts and something's a foul. Gene brings up a great point that this was a jury of Trump's peers in New York, everyday citizens. And to Matt Flynn's point, and I believe Trygve Olson's as well, there was at least one juror who said in voir dire, when they seat the jury or pick the jury, one of the jurors at least said that they get their news from more conservative-leaning pro-Trump news sources. So to somehow qualify this as, oh, this is all a bunch of liberals. No, we know for a fact that there was at least one, and most likely more than that, on a 12-person jury that was pro-Trump. And I've never sat on a full jury. I've been called jury duty a couple of times, and I got excused from one trial, but I went through the process of voir dire. And I, in another life, worked for an attorney. I'm not one myself, but I worked for one and helped prepare trial case books and then sat in the trial. And it's, I don't want to say it's intimidating necessarily, but it's a very serious thing. When you're called for jury duty, and there's lots of jokes about it, of course. Oh, I got to go to jury duty. I want to get out of jury duty. But when you get called for jury duty, and once you get in that courtroom, and especially at the level of this courtroom, the seriousness really weighs in, and judges don't mess around in their courtrooms. It's very serious stuff. You feel the gravity of it and the seriousness of it. And you are charged as a citizen with carrying out the Constitution in a system that was set up over 200 years ago. And you feel the seriousness of that. And there are very few jurors at any level that just kind of fluff this off. They take it serious. So Trump was convicted by a jury of his peers. And to Gene's point, we shouldn't disregard that. We should thank the jury for their service. And the judicial system worked. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Laura, listening in on Wisconsin Rapids, our great friends up there at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. Laura from Rapids says, at what point do we become concerned with Trump's inability to travel within certain countries due to his felon status? Unquote. Appreciate the question, Laura, and I can check with our friend Matt Flynn or Maggie Dawn, attorneys both, but my understanding of watching legal people, listening to legal people last 24 hours or so, is that in this case, A, probably wait for sentencing on the 11th of July, right ahead of, 4 days ahead of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. But it's anticipated that Trump is not going to have his passport pulled, that, you know, although he owns his own jet, he's probably not a flight risk due to the fact, in large part, he has a Secret Service detail, you know, a U.S. secret. As a former president of the United States, he literally has government agency officials with him or around him at all times. So it'll be pretty hard for him to leave the country without the government having a heads up. So he'll probably get to keep his passport and travel opportunities. What could happen, we don't know this for sure, but one possibility, according to legal experts, is he's going to get a probation officer. And the probation officer, you know, could theoretically say, you have to check in with me before traveling. So that could, keyword could happen. And then in the sentencing, which there are all kinds of possibilities, and not to go down that big rabbit hole, but in the sentencing, what the judge could say is if, keyword, if he were going to give the former president any sort of jail time. And again, my understanding that because this is a state case in New York and it's in Manhattan, that any jail time would be served at Rikers, in Manhattan, in jail, not a state or federal prison, in Rikers. And so what they could do if they're going to give him jail time, the judge say, well, we're going to give you 60 days or whatever in jail, but basically you get to travel and campaign Monday through Friday, but you have to report back to Rikers on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That could be one possibility. Also in the sentencing, the judge could say you get time, but it's suspended. Because remember, and this is really, really important, whatever the sentence is on July 11th is going to be appealed. We know that. The Trump people have already said it, the Trump lawyers. So it could take months for an appeal to work its way through the appellate court and perhaps, keyword perhaps, could get all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. And during that time, most likely, any sentence that's handed down by Judge Marchand will be stayed. In other words, won't be put into place until it works its way through the appellate court. We'll find out coming up on July 11th, right before the Republican National Convention. Regardless, what we are going to have for the first time in American history is going to have an individual from a major political party, Republican or Democratic, who is going to be nominated at their national convention as a convicted felon. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mark calling in from Prairie du Sac. Mark, always a pleasure. What say you?
Yeah, when I heard yesterday, listen to the Devils, you know, before the verdict actually came in, they say, well, the jury's back and they're going to be releasing the verdict. What occurred to me is that a song from the old, from Paint Your Wagon, where there's a coach coming in, and I was just thinking, well, there's a verdict coming down. And to go on with that, you know, I'd have to be working on the lyrics for that. But, I mean, it just is, you know, justice is finally done. That Trump has skated his entire life and never really faced the consequences, aside from Trump University and all his other assorted misdemeanors and felonies he's skated on over the decades now. That, and I'm both heartened and then heartsick over the whole thing, where the people there, they're just willing to overlook this. I mean, the people have actually said it doesn't matter that he's done this stuff, that no matter what he does, they're still going to support him. I just kind of, you know, that I'm heartened that the justice system works, but then I'm also kind of that people are willing to overlook, you know, Trump's, you know, his felonies and misdemeanors. We hear Bill Clinton, well, Bill Clinton, you know, became more popular. I think there's a world of qualitative difference between Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the fact of the matter is the guys are screaming the loudest for Bill Clinton's head back at the time, were involved in their own sexual peccadilloes with other people other than their spouses. I mean, that mm-hmm. Bill, was it Bob Barr and right. Newt Gingrich and some of the others.
Well, Mark, don't agree or disagree. To me, and Trigby talked about this, and Matt Flynn in hour one,
But to me, even more, we kind of knew what we know what Trump is, right? But what's even more disturbing to me, quite frankly, the last 12 hours or so, is these responses from people like Scott Fitzgerald, former state senator, now congressman from Wisconsin, who is, I'm not even going to read it. I mean, it's so filled with untruths and over-the-top ridiculousness, it doesn't even warrant me reading it on air. But it's an attack on our institution of justice. And to me, that's the real egregious part here. We have sitting Republican elected officials attacking the rule of law, and the irony is they want to be the party of law and order.
Well, what's particularly disgusting there is Scott Fitzgerald is one of the guys who was involved in the fake electors conspiracy. I mean, he helped set up the meeting room, from what I understand, and probably was involved in the planning of the whole thing. I mean, the fact that Josh Call hasn't gone after each and every one of those guys, as I've said before, is disturbing to me. But and maybe I'll have to give a call into Mr. Fitzgerald's office after I read what he actually said. But I mean, it is just disgusting. I mean, that integrity is supposed to count for something.
Yep. Appreciate the call, Mark. Always a pleasure. Come back with more on the other side, including a great call by Jeff Levering, and the Milwaukee Brewers win last night. Don't go anywhere. It's the Tyler Ball Show for a Friday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along. Just to button this up a little bit on this coverage of the Trump guilty verdict. Texter texted in from the Sauk City area. Appreciate it. Tom says, two positives on this. One, ordinary Americans have done what Republican senators twice would not. Protect the rule of law and the essential idea that no one is above the law. And number two, no violence has been reported in response to the verdict. Great text, Tom. Appreciate that. And two great points. Of course, what he's referring to here with Republican senators, after the House did their job, House representatives, and impeached Trump twice, not enough Republicans in the U.S. Senate would do their job and uphold the rule of law. Because that's what it comes down to, right? And I hope we think about it in this context. Regardless of how you feel about the verdict, think back in April. Lots of local municipality races on the spring ballot. Mayor, village board president, town board. When you vote for your friends and neighbors, the people who represent you locally, if someone came to your door and asked for your vote for mayor, and on their resume they had 34 convictions of felonies, would you vote for him? if they had 34 convictions of felonies, would you vote for somebody in your local municipality for mayor, for school board, for village board, for town clerk? Would you vote for somebody that had 34 felonies? My guess is no. Just my guess. I would not. So if we wouldn't vote for our local mayor or town clerk because they had 34 felony convictions on their record, what sense does it make to vote for a person that has the nuclear codes with 34 felony convictions? Just something to ponder while you're taking a walk, mowing the grass. I guess good things to think about. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Keith in Milton. Keith, thanks for listening and calling in. What say you?
So I have to laugh, and I'm kind of curious what you think. What is the potential for, so he's eligible for up to 4 years, 48 months of incarceration, the max. What if he is sentenced to 24 or 30 months, and he's elected in November? How can he take office January 20th? How can he be sworn in? This is not a federal crime that he can be elected and pardon himself for. This was a state action.
Correct. No, you're absolutely right about the state action. It's a state action. But the answer is, and again, people who are a lot smarter in the law about me, who I've seen this from, the fact is that the Constitution of the United States of America does not preclude Trump from being on the ballot or even being elected or sworn into office with a conviction. You would have potentially a constitutional crisis. Now, number one, I don't believe that Trump is going to most likely serve hard jail time. He might get, 10 days or whatever. And again, the important thing to remember, what happened yesterday, as Rick Wilson at Lincoln Project said, it's not the beginning of the end. It's only the end of the beginning. There's going to be the sentencing on July 11th. Then there will be appeals, which will last for weeks or months, well past the election. And Trump could, under U.S. law, stand for nomination, receive the nomination, Republican nomination for president, be elected president, and could, in fact, hold up his right hand and take the oath of office for president of the United States in January, regardless of whether he is in jail or not. That's just the way the Constitution of the U.S. works. Again, it may end up being thrown into the United States Supreme Court, but technically Trump could serve even if he'd be incarcerated at Rikers. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Milwaukee and Karina in Milwaukee. Thanks for calling in, Karina. What say you?
Hi, Todd. I'm a foreigner, right? So I have a little bit idealistic understanding of some of the American rules because it was presented to me with ideal of a Hollywood movies and stuff like that. And then I discovered for myself what is really is going on. But what I'm talking about is the right to speak. And I think it should be illegal to anyone to buy off that right from the person so you cannot speak. Mm-hmm. So I absolutely agree. It shouldn't be even a court there. It should be against of law no matter what. You cannot buy off the rights of a person to speak about what they feel like speaking.
Thank you, Karina.
And that's my point. And I'm a
Thank you. Yep, thanks a lot, Karina. Appreciate it. Karina in Milwaukee, 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly out to Grant County and home of the Muscadine Morel Festival. Mike in Muscadine. Mike, what say you?
Yeah, I'm kind of appalled by what happened with the Trumpster. I think that the Biden administration went ahead and weaponized the justice system, and we'll see what happens in November. That'll be the total outcome, and then we'll see what happens. I still got Trump as president, and I hope he wins.
Can I just ask you one question, Mike? Because I'm truly interested in your line of thinking, and folks, there's a lot of people out there that think like you. What evidence have you seen? What evidence exists that the Biden administration has weaponized the justice system?
Well, you can just look at the kangaroo court he was in. He didn't have a chance.
There's no evidence that there's a quote unquote kangaroo court. Judge Marchand is a longtime judge. Every legal expert outside of that courtroom said that everything was done appropriately. There's no evidence.
Well, I think they're turning this into a third world country and a kangaroo court, and it's shameful.
But that's your opinion, and you're entitled to your opinion. But there's no evidence. See, that's what I'm saying. There's no evidence.
There's no evidence he did anything to begin with. What was
there
the
was
crime?
There's overwhelming evidence in the court that the prosecutor presented, and that's what he was convicted on. The overwhelming evidence. But I appreciate the call. But I appreciate the call, Mike. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Back with more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It is the Todd Allball Show, and it is Friday. And it is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Former President Trump's lawyer telling the Associated Press that he was surprised by Trump's demeanor as jurors handed down their guilty verdicts against Trump on Thursday. Attorney Todd Blanche says Trump, quote, just stood there and just kind of took it as each verdict was read. Blanche, though, says there's more to do as Trump has yet to be sentenced and is likely to appeal. Ongoing crackdowns on protesters at universities. This student witnessed police dismantle an encampment at UC Santa Cruz early Friday.
There's a lot of students here bruised up. I know there's a few that are in the ER right now.
The school said in a statement the protesters have been given repeated direction to remove the encampment. The city of Minneapolis mourning the death of a police officer killed while responding to a shooting at an apartment on Thursday. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stressing the need for more dialogue between the U.S. and China at a meeting with security officials in Singapore. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Brewers roll over the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After three innings at AmFam Field, the Brewers were losing 3-1 to the Chicago White Sox, the worst team in baseball. Then Christian Yelich knocked in a couple of runs, and things changed. Yelich, 5-for-6, with 5 runs batted in, 1 scored. The Brewers with 23 hits. The final, Milwaukee 12, the White Sox 5. The Chicago White Sox have now lost 9 in a row. NFL, the Packers wrapping up another week of OTA practices. Eric Stokes coming back from that severe knee and foot injury and what he's learned from the athletic clinics at UW-Madison.
So when we went out to Madison, just showed me everything to where, like, everything was equaling up for my foot, to where, like, my foot wasn't as strong as it needed to be, so that's why it put more pressure on my hamstring, my calf, and all that stuff. So it just showed me a lot of different little things, and then I went back home, back where I trained at in Atlanta. Basically, we just trained hard at it, so, like, every day we do a calf raise, we doing hamstring stuff, we just attacking my legs.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a scattered shower possible in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today, a high around 73. Showers and thunderstorms possible tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a low of 56. Sunshine for Sunday, a high near 82. More storms possible on Sunday night.
It's 60 at our studios.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people.
The U.S. Federal Court's Fifth Circuit, known for its conservative and sometimes fringe rulings, recently reheard a case from Galveston County, Texas, over whether a community of African Americans and Latinx Americans qualifies for protections under the Voting Rights Act. The court's opinion could further weaken the VRA. Pettaway versus Galveston County, Texas, disputes redistricting of the county's commissioner districts, which civil rights and democracy groups argue took away the opportunity for African American and Latinx American voters to elect the candidate of their choice. In October 2023, a federal district judge agreed with the plaintiffs, quote, "The circumstances and effect of the enacted plan were mean-spirited and egregious, given that there was absolutely no reason to make major changes to Precinct 3," unquote. New maps were ordered, but later stayed by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, with the U.S. Supreme Court concurring. May 13th, the Fifth Circuit reheard the case, this time with the county arguing that the Voting Rights Act doesn't apply to mixed coalitions of voters, only to distinct groups of minority voters. Should the full Fifth Circuit panel agree, it could diminish the voting power of mixed minority communities around the U.S. A U.S. Supreme Court appeal is likely next year, meaning discriminatory maps will be used for the November election. We have links on the case and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest, Mr. James Causey. One of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a new program in La Crosse trying to keep items out of dumpsters and put them to better use. Also a round of the good, the bad, and please let's not do this. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 34 minutes now past the hour, 1 o'clock, TGIF Friday, May 31st, 2024. Mr. Zomer is on the board answering your phone calls, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We will get to the little cut there of Jeff Levering on the Brewers Radio Network last night. Brewers end up winning 4 out of 3 from Craig Counsell and the Cubs. Couldn't be sweeter. Going to talk about that. Also, we're going to end the show with our own version of Peter Rapine's Week in Review with our own wacky things that wacky humans do.
I can't wait for this. It's so funny to me.
And also a big shout out, by the way, a friend of the show. He's going to be back on the show coming up the end of next month. Wisconsin's Brigadier General David May of the Air National Guard has been named to serve as interim adjutant general. Now, Governor Evers announced yesterday that Major General Paul Knapp is going to be stepping down, resigning as Wisconsin's adjutant general, effective next week. And Governor Evers is promoting Brigadier General David May to serve as interim adjutant general while they look for a permanent successor. I'm hoping, Mr. Zomers, that General May is in the mix for the permanent position.
Now, I would think so.
It may make him too big to join our program anymore, but you couldn't find a better person and a better leader than General May.
Honestly, I've been so impressed every time I've met him or heard anything that he said or anything, just at his ability to connect with people and lead. I'm very impressed.
So congratulations to General May on his interim promotion. We'll see if it remains the permanent one, but he'll be joining us on the show next month, and I'll bring along a couple of guests as well. Can't wait to hear more about it. Right now, back to the subject at hand. We appreciate all the phone calls on the Trump conviction on 34 counts yesterday. talking a little bit about that off the text line. Chris listening in on WMDX talking about the conviction had nothing to do with the U.S. Department of Justice. It was a state court. And he's absolutely right about that. But the narrative from the right, from the MAGA side, is that somehow Joe Biden has co-opted the entire judicial system at all levels and is weaponizing it against poor old Donald Trump. And it's ironic because at the same time, they claim that Joe Biden is senile and can't find his own underwear. Now, it's curious to me. You can't be both, you know? So anyway, we got that going on. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dave in Madison. Dave, listening on WMDX. Thanks for calling, Dave. What say you?
Well, as you say, Todd, over-the-top, ridiculous, I think that's where your words. That's the coin of the realm for the populace. And, you know, trying to characterize this anyway, but just a regular run-of-the-mill conviction, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Anyway, what I was going to say is... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on.
What I was going to say is that there's precedent for this worldwide. And we have, you know, Clinton, Netanyahu, Silvio Berlusconi, and Mel DeMarco. Silvio Berlusconi, as a matter of fact, he was able to get rid of a whole slew of crimes, ironically, by essentially pardoning himself by having the ruling coalition there. Passed laws that negated his convictions by amending various statutes. Now Netanyahu's been he has three cases over his head, three indictments, and he had no problem, had no problem forming a coalition. He had to form them with some pretty bad guys. But he had no problem maintaining his power. And Imelda DeMarcos, she's been involved in...
there's a name I haven't heard in quite a while. Remember the jokes on late-night TV about Imelda DeMarcos and her many shoes in her closet? But the point you make, Dave, is a great one, is that whether it's all these different places in the world, the United States of America, for better or worse, is still perhaps one of the few countries left where a former president or leader of the country could be put under the same auspices or judicial system that any of us are put under and be found guilty by a jury of his peers. Our system of justice is applied equally or as close as we can to everyone, and you don't find that everywhere in the world. And I think that's a great point to make. Appreciate it, Dave. Thank you so very much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mike out in beautiful Spring Green in Southwest Wisconsin, listening to WRCE. Mike, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, two things. First of all, real quickly, I appreciate you in that you let people finish their thoughts in a sentence, where I enjoy those other guys, but boy, it's hard to get a word in edgewise when you call them. But anyway, I got a question for you, and that is, isn't there a three strikes and you're out law regarding felonies? And I'm really unclear on this, but I thought I remembered it. If you got three felonies, you might be looking at life in prison. And if that's true, doesn't Donald Trump have like 11 plus times that right now?
I'm not a lawyer, so I know Maggie Dawn has been promoting that she's going to be going through this as well. She is an attorney, so that'd be a great question to maybe text or call in on her program. As a non-attorney, Mike, okay. I'm not aware of that. I haven't heard that. I've been listening to a lot of different reputable sources over the last 12 hours. I have not heard that one. My understanding is that Trump, this is the first time he's ever been convicted of anything in court like this. And so I'm not aware of the three strikes and you have to go to jail thing for felonies. And again, it goes to state law, which is the state of New York. So I haven't heard of that, but, you know, that's a good question to ask Maggie.
I also I've never heard of that either. I think because of the way that crimes are counted in court, because there's so many different counts of things, If they did do it that way, a lot of people would be in jail for life.
Mike, do you have something else?
Or just a second.
Oh, Mike, are you there? Do you have something else?
Nope, that's it. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yep, you're welcome. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Mike out in beautiful Spring Green, home of Taliesin and Frank Floyd Wright. Beautiful area of the state. 855-752-4842. Equally beautiful out in Sussex, where we find Gary calling in. Gary, TGIF, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, your last call, I think it's Mike you said. He is right. You do let people talk and finish their stuff. When I talk to Earl in the morning, he shuts me down all the time and cuts me off.
You know, everybody has their own thing, and I appreciate all my colleagues. So let's keep it positive. But what do you have to say, Gary?
But that's why I listen to you, because you're very polite.
Like, and my mother taught me well.
No, that's good. I'm glad. All right. Now, this is the thing. I made a point. I couldn't get it through to Earl this morning, but if Donald, and let me just finish everything I'm going to say. If Donald Trump, if he wasn't running for president, I don't believe that nobody would be going after him for this. Now, this is a case that any guy that would be a creep that would go out there and have sex with some other woman and then pay her off with my business, let's say I'm a business owner, and I use it as a tax deduction to pay her off, I'm just trying to keep her quiet so I don't lose my wife in a divorce.
It sounds like it's a small business guy who's taking notes, Mike. No, I'm just kidding. Or Gary, I'm just kidding. Okay.
But the thing is, which I would never do.
I know.
The analogy that I was trying to make is that I've gone to abortion clinics and I blocked the doors, and I've been arrested and thrown in jail for blocking the doors at abortion clinics. Now, if the judge was the owner of Planned Parenthood and the people that worked the staff were the jurists in Planned Parenthood, do you think I'd get a fair trial? Of course not. And this is what's going on. And this is what ticks off the Republicans. This is – they're trying to keep Trump unable to go out there and campaign. And they know it's going to be appealed. They know it's going to end up in the Supreme Court. If he's president, he's going to pardon himself. And the fact is, when down in Florida with Bush and the election back in the 90s, they went to the Supreme Court and heard it because they, you know, the Florida Supreme Court said, well, we're going to allow this in this city and we're going to allow that in that city. Well, the United States Supreme Court within a couple of weeks heard it, and then they just made Bush president, you know.
Well,
so he's not going to go to jail. And the thing is, he's facing 100 years, and they're talking about 100 years. They're going to put him on, like, probation. Well, why does – you know what Joe Biden should do? Joe Biden should pardon him right now, and he'd be a hero for everybody, including me.
All right. Well, you know? I let you get your say out, I appreciate your take, and I think you do represent, you know, a certain segment of folks out there. I don't think that your take is unique, but I guess the question I have back to you, Gary, is that in your example of, you know, if someone was arrested for you know, something at an abortion clinic, in your scenario, you were saying that either jurists or the judge were involved in the incident. Well, as someone, I'm not an attorney, but I've worked for an attorney. I've been through something called voir dire, which is where they select the jury. All those people that you would have named in what your example, they all would have been excused or not allowed on to serve on that because they were all involved.
And that did happen.
The point that I'm trying to make with this judge was predestined to have him convicted.
But there's no evidence. But this is why I said to the earlier caller, Gary, there's no evidence that the judge is corrupt. There's no evidence that the judge had anything personal. And if you're going to apply that, then you have to apply it to the U.S. Supreme Court, where you have Alito flying upside down flags in conjunction with January 6th, who's going to determine whether Trump is eligible to stay on the ballot.
She said that she's going to get rid of, like, the abortion law. She was going to get
Now we're going down a long tangent. I wanted to give you your say because I do think you represent a lot of folks, but I don't, as we say back in Ridgeland Center where I'm from, proud to be from, it just don't add up. And that's all. I mean, you're entitled to an opinion, but the evidence doesn't add up. But I appreciate the call, Gary, as always. You have a great weekend. Keep her between the lines out there if you're driving beautiful Sussex. And look, I get it that there is that narrative out there. But again, if you get down to the evidence and the actual proof, it just doesn't add up. People are entitled to opinions. They're not entitled to facts.
Right. And especially, you talked about going through jurors to decide who's eligible. They did do that for this case. They went through, I was going to look up the exact number. I remember it being a lot of people they had to turn down because they were like, are you biased against Trump? They're like, yep. Are you biased for Trump? Absolutely.
Right. Well, there you go. There was a good discussion. Good discussion. Always happy to have people weigh in on these things. But we move on. And again, I think the thankful thing is, as our earlier texter pointed out, thus far, no violence has occurred that we're aware of, or no significant violence has been reported. I think that's a great thing. And justice was served, in my opinion. And the court, whether you agree with it, you can disagree with an opinion. But for all intent and purposes, everything we know, there was no, for lack of a better term, judicial hanky-panky going on in this court case. It was all run by the book. And in fact, most attorneys would tell you that if it was me sitting there on that as a defendant, I would have filed my posterior in the Huskow for contempt of court long ago. And the fact that Trump was given time and time again privilege because of who he is and the position that he held, I think goes again to show you the fairness of which this trial was done. We're going to come back. I promise you, when we come back, we're going to play this Brewers cut from last night and take a little look at the wild and wacky, at least one story. Speaking of judges, speaking of things that are just beyond the pale when it comes to courtrooms, we're going to lighten it up a little bit. End on a funny note. At least I found it funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
And we'll talk about that to end the show, to end the week. And then we're going to go out and have a drink.
Maybe two. Maybe more than that.
It's been a week. Stay with us. It's the Todd Hallbowl Show for a Friday here on the statewide Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead. We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back.
Because I can't drive.
To the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 now before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. Little news, weather, sports, and then Maggie Dawn, a great attorney herself, former counsel, corporate counsel for the County of Milwaukee, and now a corporate counsel for Civic Media and host of the Maggie Dawn Show. She's going to break this all down, the Trump verdict, from a lawyer's perspective. Do not miss it. Maggie Dawn from 2 until 4. We're going to get to that story on the driving in a second. Want to go quickly to Dave in Mequon. David, for calling in Mequon. Thanks for calling in, my friend. What say you?
Hey, really quickly. So I'll just say a couple of things. I realize a lot of people think justice was done. However, I like to point out, prior to Mr. Alvin Bragg announcing, before he was even put in power by the people that he was going to prosecute Donald Trump. That's number one. Number two, the gentleman that was before Alvin Bragg, Vance Jr., had every opportunity to bring charges against Donald Trump. The reason why he did not, and this is where people are missing that little connection. So we always hear about the misdemeanor statute of limitations, 2 years for falsifying. This was considered a felony. The state of New York, a felony paperwork error is 5 years. It happened in 2017. The reason why Vance Jr. did not bring it is because it had expired. Even the felony and the things was past the statute of limitations.
David,
the only reason why it got connected was that the current judge said, well, Donald Trump lived in Washington, D.C. for 4 years. And that doesn't count.
David, I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate your listenership as always. Mequon's a beautiful town. We still have time to get into it. We've spent almost 2 hours on the subject today, but call in to Maggie Dawn because she's actually an attorney and can speak to this more directly. But I appreciate the call. Appreciate the listenership, David, very much. Let's do the Brewers cut if we could first. So this is from last night. The Brewers get three out of four from the Cubs. Great call by Jeff Levering on many of our stations for the Brewers Radio Network.
Right now it's Sanchez against Tyson Miller. The payoff. Fly ball, center field. Back. Track. Gone! Gary Sanchez in the bottom of the eighth gives the Brewers a lead. The Kraken rises.
How about that for a call?
What a call.
How about that?
Such high energy.
Right? Jeff Levering.
And the fireworks. Oh, I love getting to see the fireworks there.
Great job by Mr. Levering. And, of course, Gary Sanchez. The Brewers get four out of three. And Craig Counsell goes home sad, bad. Not glad. All right, let's go quickly to this other cut. Here, this is fantastic. Speaking of court cases, so this is a guy to set it up, a guy who had to appear in court, and now, of course, you can appear virtually in a lot of cases. So the defendant was zooming in to appear in court. The guy's attorney, his defense attorney, was in the court with the judge, and the guy is in court for driving with a suspended license, and he zooms in while driving his car. Here's a little audio for you.
Assistant Public Defender Natalie Tate for Mr. Harris, who should be present via Zoom.
Mr. Harris, hello? Are you driving?
Actually, I'm pulling into my doctor's office, actually. So just give me 1 second. I'm parking right now.
All right, stop right there. So the judge asks, are you driving? And the guy's admit, yeah, I'm just pulling into my doctor's office. Let me get it parked. All right, here we go. The judge is baffled, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I can't believe this.
And the guy thinks nothing of it.
Right. Things like,
you stationary?
I'm pulling in right now at this second. Yes, I am.
All right. What are we doing?
Your Honor, we are respectfully requesting an adjournment in this matter up possibly 2 to 4 weeks that the court would allow.
So maybe I don't understand something. This is a driving with a license suspended?
That is correct, Your Honor.
And he was just driving. And he didn't have a license.
And here the driver's face starts to fall.
Oh.
That is what the charge is, Your Honor, yes.
No, I'm looking at his record. He doesn't have a license. He's suspended and he's just driving.
That is correct, Your Honor.
I don't even know why he would do that. So defendant's bond is revoked in this matter. Defendant is turning himself into the Washtenaw County Jail by 6 p.m. today. Failure to turn himself in will result in a bench warrant with no bond.
The
He's like, oh my God, at the end.
Now, look, there's a part of me that feels a little bad for the guy because, truth be told, now, I haven't had problems in several years, but there was a period of my life, particularly in college and slightly after, where I did get a number of speeding tickets, and it wasn't like 100 miles an hour and a 55. It was like going 35 and a 25 as I left town. And there have been a couple of times because I forgot to pay said parking fines that I had my license suspended. All right. So I'm not saying I haven't, you know, done the same thing. But why on earth, if you're appearing before a judge in court with the trying to defend yourself from driving while suspended while driving? I mean, it doesn't make any sense at all. And the judge is just, you can see the audio doesn't do it justice because on the video, the judge is just thinking to himself, I thought I'd seen it all.
And the driver, too, watching the right. It dawn over him, like, oh, wait, I'm a colossal idiot.
I mean, if you're driving while suspended, here's a tip. Don't appear in court while driving.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like, if you get pulled over, and like, do you know why I pulled you over today? Right. It's definitely not because of the 25 kilos of crack in my trunk. Like, it's you're tattling on yourself
right.
in the worst way.
There's a friendly legal tip from a non-lawyer. Don't go into court or appear via Zoom on a suspended license while driving. Stay tuned for an actual attorney, Maggie Dawn, on the other side. Thank you to Aaron Zomers for doing yeoman's work, Trevi Olson for the Lincoln Project, Matt Flynn, attorney and past chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and Professor Charles Franklin on the Marquette Law School poll. And above all of you for listening and watching. We'll see you on Monday. Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us on Monday as we'll take a look back over the weekend and launch our new Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. Maybe we'll find a pool boy. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Max Inc. Radio.
His voice is a dream. Coming up, Eau Claire musician Brian Bethke joins us live for an in-studio concert. I'm Terry Barr. Join me, Rucker, and Jimmy Kay.
Weekend evenings, 6 until midnight, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden increasing the pressure on Israel and Hamas to end their war. He announced the U.S. has helped Israel broker a proposal for a three-phase plan aimed at a permanent end to fighting. He said the first phase would include a ceasefire and hostage exchange.
Humanitarian assistance would surge with 600 trucks carrying aid into Gaza every single day. With the ceasefire, that aid could be safely and effectively distributed to all who need it.
He also made his first public comments on the guilty verdict in former President Trump's criminal case, called it reckless, dangerous, and irresponsible for anyone to say it was rigged because they don't like the verdict. The Texas Supreme Court rejected a challenge to the state's restrictive abortion ban, writing the current law does give clarity on exceptions. This is ABC News. Publisher of 2,000 Mules apologized to the Georgia man shown in the film and falsely accused of ballot fraud in the 2020 election, saying in a statement that's removed the film from platforms and there'll be no future distribution of the film or book. And Jennifer Lopez's latest tour has been canceled.
This is me.
Jennifer Lopez's This Is Me live tour is no more, officially canceled. An official statement from concert promoter Live Nation says that Lopez is taking time off to be with her children, family, and close friends. Lopez writes on her website that she is completely heartsick and devastated about letting fans down, and she wouldn't do this unless she felt it was absolutely necessary. The tour, which started earlier this year, saw a rebranding of the name and several shows canceled. Speculation was that ticket sales were poor, and reception was cold to her recent album and two album-related films.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson. Vermont's the first state to enact a law requiring fossil fuel companies to pay a share of damage caused by climate change. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Todd Almost Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, I just don't get it. What was in it for them?
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it